Great. Thanks, Teresa, and good afternoon, everyone. Well, it's my privilege to share with you today some stories and some lessons learned and some processes, and having been able to work with two different states, both Indiana and West Virginia. And what you'll find is, and I hope that through what I'm able to share and communicate with you, not only what you see here, that the performance standards is a key component of your health improvement process, that it will drive your health improvement planning, but that it really serves as the performance standards really serve as the foundation, that first step in bringing people together to move forward, whether it's part of the MAP process or part of a bigger picture. And both of these states really see that big picture for the assessment being the first step, that it is a continuous process, and Teresa mentioned as she went through some of the FAB standards, that it is a long-term, continuous process, that assessment is the first step, but that the emphasis is on health improvement planning. So those are some of the messages that I think are really, really key, that these states really demonstrate very, very well. And in addition, not to underestimate the potential of the performance standards to really link these performance standards to improvement efforts, and to really demonstrate your continuous quality improvement activities. You know, the 10 essential services really are the way we go about doing business in public health now. Not only those health indicators and outcomes, at the end of the day, we're really looking at improving health outcomes, but the 10 essential services really serve as the framework for the way in which we deliver services and the way that we think about them now. And the performance standards program uses that framework of the 10 essential services for the assessment tools. So there is a set of assessment questions for each of those 10 essential services. I like to even step back and know that when I'm using the performance standards, I'm also like to think of them in terms of the three core functions of public health, because they support them very, very directly. And you can see that from, and I'm sure you've seen the 10 essential services wheel and the core functions around the outside. But really thinking about how well you know the population that you are responsible for delivering services to, that you care for, those essential services 1 and 2. So providing that quantitative data that you need and able to really implement a systems approach. Surveillance, even by bringing people together that have content and subject matter expertise, you really are doing a form of surveillance and looking across the system. In policy development, informing state and local public health systems for more effective policy development, you'll certainly be looking at that with the performance standards. And certainly assurance as well. You're creating a foundation so that you and all the different individuals that you bring to the table have a very good understanding of your system and the factors that are impacting it. So I want to take a moment and talk talk about Indiana's efforts first. And I don't know if you are familiar, the program that Indiana developed was called the Public Health System Quality Improvement Program. And the acronym for that was FISQIP. And the foundation for this, the entire foundation for this program, was the National Public Health Performance Standards. At the time when this program began, it was late 2006, early 2007, so before FAB was formally developed, before we even had alpha testing for accreditation. And the state health commissioner there really took to heart and understood that local health departments across Indiana and the state health department could not impact health outcomes alone, and really wanted to bolster and strengthen the infrastructure and the capacity of the systems across the state. So that was truly the impetus for the FISQIP program. The program began in early 2007, and it used all three of the instruments, the state, the local, and the governance. Very key before that program ever began was the performance standards is going to work for us because we believe in collectively coming together. That process where it's only the first step, our end goal is really improvement in health, and the collaboration of the partners being critical. Public health leadership, you know, the performance standards, whether you're in a county of 20,000 people or you're at the State Department of Health, gives you an opportunity for significant public health leadership in bringing and coordinating the assessment and bringing people together and starting that health improvement planning process. So it really serves as a tool for that as well. It gives you a means of creating data and evaluating performance. and gives you the information you need to move forward with quality improvement. This is a very high-level overview, but you can see from this that the assessment is very much just the first step in Indiana's process. Once assessments were completed, then a partner workshop was held. And so folks came back together to really work with that assessment data and prioritize what was important, what were we doing well, what is important to consider focusing improvements on. Now, the end of 2006, early 2007 in Indiana, we didn't talk about accreditation much. We didn't talk a lot about quality improvement, so it was very, very new to the state. And whereas, as Val mentioned, that we do have a four-day quality improvement training now, we started out in doing a four-day training in team building, leadership, and problem solving. And that has evolved over time, as Indiana has evolved over time through this process. So once priorities were established from the assessment data, data-driven and evidence-based, the partners went through a four-day quality improvement training. And so they really dug down and looked at the root cause of some of the issues that they identified that they wanted to work on. And the end point of this, at the end of the day, again, was system improvement. Indiana has an ISHIP. They have an Indiana State Health Improvement Plan. And if you look at that plan, you'll see that based on data there, they have identified six health priorities that are included in that plan. Obesity, tobacco, you can read them as they're listed there. But in addition, in that health improvement plan, and this is occurring at the state level and the local level, they're able to use the performance standards data to also include in their health improvement planning capacity priorities. So not only do we certainly want to improve the health outcomes, but we have to improve and strengthen where we can in our system so that we can do that more effectively, more efficiently. I tried to include under each of these essential services just some examples from across the state of some of the efforts that have come from the assessment data going through the quality improvement training. When I think about Essential Service 1 and 9, certainly community health assessments we see ongoing across the state. But really digging down and doing that root cause analysis brought about the need for a statewide immunization data reporting system evaluation. It was a very comprehensive evaluation that was done, and some very good improvements came from that. So some very specific things that helped to improve data collection across the state. The reach was huge with that. Birth certificate and even death certificate reporting processes was another project that was taken on. Just as a little additional background quickly, when the state completed their first state public health system assessment, it was August of 2007. Within 8 weeks after that, the prioritization meetings were held. They identified their priorities, and 10 work groups went to work through the quality improvement training of 150 people. So by the end of October, we were in training. And so that momentum, the performance standards really served as the momentum to really move all that forward. MontCares.com, if you ever go to that website, Montgomery County is a very small county in Indiana of less than 20,000 people. They have gone through the performance standards, local public health system assessment twice. They have gone through the training, and they saw a significant need related to both essential services 3 and 7 in informing, educating, and empowering their public and linking them to needed services. And when they did their root cause analysis, they determined that they needed a good means of communicating everything that was available in that county. And so they developed a website that's very, very good that does that. One of the state teams focused on identification and education of at-risk populations related to emergency preparedness and response, and they did some very good work around that. Under Essential Service 4, it's very interesting, you see the leadership at all levels. At the State Department of Health, not only did they look at what needed to be done across the system, but they kind of took a look at themselves as well through this effort. Leadership at all levels is an internal leadership program that started in 2007. As a result, that curriculum was developed. It now has an advanced level, and it's offered at leadership at the local level as well. So it really spawned a public health leadership curriculum for the state as well. We see coalitions and partnerships that are really set in place using the performance standards as the first step to do that, and we see them all over the state. One of the nicest state-level projects, I think, that came about from enforcement of policy, if you think about Essential Service 6, was a statewide campus tobacco-free policy that they really worked on the enforcement piece of that statewide, and they did some very, very good work. Under Essential Service 8, a state workforce assessment was done and a workforce development toolkit was developed. So you can just see the very, very many, and this is just a handful of the things that have come about. Indiana's talking about the public's health. After I went back and looked at this PowerPoint, I should say Indiana's improving the public's health because we really have seen through FISCLIP a tremendous, tremendous amount of partnership of capacity that's occurred as a result of using the performance standards. The state and 71 of 92 counties have started their health improvement planning using the CDC's performance standards. There have been over 850 assessment hours, people coming together around the table collectively. And that's a lot of time for people to spend talking about public health. We talk about visibility, and it's a very nice opportunity to bring people together. I've included the number of individual hours and the number of QI training there for you to see as well. But I think more than anything, as you start health improvement planning, when you use the performance standards, you're not only looking at existing data, but you're bringing people together that create new data together, and they have something in common to move forward with together. In West Virginia, they are a little newer to the performance standards program, and they're going to be using that as part of their NIFI, as a NIFI grantee. And West Virginia really had a vision, and if you've ever read the book Built to Last, seeing that around quality and performance management, they wanted a system broadly across the state that they could really engage all of the partners in building a future for public health in West Virginia, but something that really was built to last and continuous. As they move forward, and again, they're earlier in the process, the system focus is going to be the foundation for the work they do, and using the performance standards allows them to do that. While they're doing the state public health system assessment, a state health profile is being completed so that they can take that data as well and then establish their state health improvement plan committee, go through their prioritization. They've actually selected a QI model for the state, so they're all talking the same language. That was a very formal step that they did. And they'll be applying QI model and methodologies to develop their improvement plan. So they're really understanding the priorities and the issues where they need to focus. So the outcome of the performance standards in either one of these states really helps them to effectively meet some of those elements of health improvement planning that Teresa kind of reviewed for us in her presentation. When you use the performance standards, you really are engaging your social capital. You are inviting people to the table with the content expertise to look at each of those essential services. And you're allowing them to be part of the creation of that data because you want them to be part of the continued health improvement planning. You are bringing people to the table to build a shared understanding of their state or local public health system. Having done the state assessment once in Indiana and having done it 71 more times at the local level, it never fails to amaze us the momentum and the capacity building that occurs just by bringing people together for three partial days to do that assessment. And we purposefully did ours on a couple of different days because each time you could see that group continue to grow together. And in addition, they're understanding more broadly not only what they bring to the system, but that they are a part of the system and they understand what's happening across that system. When you use the standards, you're able to really look at the dynamics that are shaping your system. That it's not only the voting, but the dialogue that occurs and the discussion that happens around every question, every model standard, every essential service. Maybe a little fewer questions now, as Teresa mentioned, but the robust discussion and new information that is exchanged among partners is really tremendous. And it does give you that data, both quantitative and qualitative data, so that you can link your system performance to strategy, your health improvement planning. It creates some accountability. We're able to track change over time. It certainly, through the process of the assessment, and we see new partnerships formed, we see existing partnerships that are strengthened, it certainly motivates people to a tremendous degree. And it creates momentum. for moving forward. And it gives you a foundation for continuous quality improvement. As you can see, both with Indiana and West Virginia, it wasn't about just the assessment, but this is our first step, how we're going to bring people together to do our health improvement planning. So really, when you're using the performance standards, you're partnering for the public's health, and we've had a very good opportunity to watch really good things come from it in both states. Okay. Do I hit a slide?